since I came to speak in your name. I want to talk to you about persevering for a little bit longer. In the book of Exodus chapter 5, we see Moses' first encounter with Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Let's just say that it didn't go according to Moses' plan. If you recall in Exodus chapters 3 and 4, the Lord revealed himself to Moses by speaking to him through the burning bush. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 10, we see the Lord giving Moses his mission. The Lord says to Moses, "Come now therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." The mission is instated, then in chapter 4, the Lord ensures Moses that he will be with him. The Lord says in verse 12, "Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall say." But now in chapter 5, it didn't go according to the way I'm sure Moses would have liked. In verse 1, Moses speaks to Pharaoh saying, "Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said in verse 2, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." As you read through the chapter, you see that greater bondage is put upon the children of Israel. Now let's jump to verses 22 through 23. The Bible says, "So Moses returned to the Lord and said, 'Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all.'" Think about the situation here. Moses has been called into a great ministry by the Lord. The Lord ensured him that he would be with him. But now it appears that disaster has struck. Moses probably thought that everything would go smoothly, that everything was taken care of. So why would God allow Moses to seemingly fail in doing what the Lord has asked him to do? Well, the Bible doesn't really say, but I would propose to you that it was to test Moses' perseverance and dedication to the Lord. Perhaps God was wondering how Moses would respond during this difficult situation. "Moses, I've spoken to you, but I really want to see what you're made of. Are you going to crumble under adversity and run away from me, or are you going to stick it out?" Well, we know the end of the story. Moses did stick it out. I would like to encourage you, if the Lord has called you into a specific ministry, and things don't seem to be working out according to the way you would like them, hang in there, persevere a little longer. If God has spoken to you and made promises with you, they will be fulfilled. Let's look at an incident in the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Jesus gives a tough message about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. Then in verse 60, the Bible says, "Therefore many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?'" Verse 66, "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more." Then Jesus said to the 12 in verse 67, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." You see, I believe Jesus was weeding out the people that were really not committed to following Jesus. If you are wondering when the Lord is going to fulfill the promises that he has spoken to you, just know that he is strengthening you and preparing you for his specific purpose. I believe the Lord wants to see if you really will follow him wholeheartedly through the thick or the thin. I think this sort of sums up what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. "Enter by the narrow gate, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Can I encourage you to hang in there? The Lord's words and promises will always be fulfilled. Please repeat after me as we join together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I ask you to please help me persevere. I know you have a purpose for my life. I desire to fulfill that purpose. Please strengthen me to hang in there. Like Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" I choose to rest on your words. May you be glorified. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.